Well, as I always like to say, that little boop boop starts the show. Welcome to the April 19th, 2017, 9 a.m. show on Education Talk Radio, also to be archived at our EducationAmericaPodcast.com, the one for parents and community stakeholders, because we're going to be talking about a free elementary education program. It's called Life of a Can. All right, it's for Earth Day, all about recycling, a great program that you can use not only for Earth Day, which is the 22nd, but beyond that, okay, about recycling and the importance of it. And it was put together, thank you very much, by my friends over at Discovery Education, who are working with a company called Novellus, which I had never heard of before I started researching this show. And Novellus is one of the world's largest, if not the world's largest, aluminum sheet manufacturers. They make the cans, all right? And their website, by the way, is absolutely incredible in terms of sustainability stuff. We'll talk about corporations at Novellus.com. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and I've got folks from Discovery and Novellus here today. Got Ashley Gravely and Mike Bryant, not in that order, okay? We'll archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We're going to tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. And I remind everybody that we do that second podcast for parents and community stakeholders. We've got our Get to Know a School District series today at noon with the Layden High School District 212, which is just outside of Chicago. Nick Poliak will be here with his director of community outreach, talk about how community parents, et cetera, can get involved in schools and what they need to know about it. We want to make sure people understand that schools are not failing. Hello, they're doing just fine, no matter what the idiot politicians say. And we're trying to give everybody ammo for that. But this show, I'm telling you, you talk about corporations, just amazing. This is a great program all about recycling, teaching the kids. And on that note, let's start the show. Okay, we got Ashley Gravely. Hi, Ash, you there?
Good morning. I am here.
Call me Larry Ash. It's a pleasure to have you here. Okay, it really is. Yes.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure to be invited and share this exciting program with your listeners.
It's such a cool program. And by the way, Ashley has a great job. Everybody's going to apply for it if you ever leave. The Corporate Social Responsibility Manager with Novellus. Okay, and we've also got it's such a great program. And that website, I got to tell you, Ash, I was over there today and yesterday. That website's amazing with the sustainability stuff, all about the aluminum and all that. I was just so impressed. Got to tell you.
Thank you so much.
That's really cool. I got to meet him. Mike, are you there?
I sure am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Michael Bryant is, I love your title, Mike, the Director of Educational Program Activation with the Discovery Education Division, okay? And Discovery Ed, I do a lot of shows with that. Everybody loves them. All I could think of when I read your title was that you sit at a giant board like Dr. Evil activating programs and deactivating them. Is that accurate?
It's somewhat. The board's not as big as you would think, but it's somewhat accurate, yes.
I don't like you. I'm deactivating you, and I'm activating this one today. Okay, the Director of Educational Program Activation. Mike, let's start off. This is so cool, okay? How did you guys get involved with Novellus? Okay, and Ashley can answer that the other way. Okay, let's start with you, Mike. How did you guys get involved with Novellus?
Certainly. We're always looking for innovative partners that are out there. We work with so many schools across the U.S. and then certainly around the world that are looking for programs like this to put into schools, and we look for partners who can do this, that can provide these type of opportunities for free to our schools. And we look for these authentic partners. So these are people who are doing the work. They are people who are doing the work out in the field. And especially when you think about Novellus, they have this global operation that we can bring to students and teachers that really we look to them as saying, like, these are the experts who are doing this out in the field. We want to connect you with our teachers and our students in the classrooms to make it the most authentic experience that we possibly can if we're going to talk recycling.
Okay, and it's such an important thing because they're Ash, are you guys the world's largest or one of the world's largest aluminum sheet companies?
We are indeed the world's largest aluminum sheet producers. But what's also really special is we are the world's largest recycler of aluminum. So we actually recycle 60 billion cans every year, and that also includes other products as well, not just beverage cans.
I'm telling you, I'm very impressed with everything you're doing here. The program is actually called Life of a Can. Life of a Can. You can go to a life. I think it is lifeofacan.com. Lifeofacan.com. Okay, and you can see all the wonderful things you can do for your elementary and middle school classes. Okay, actually it goes through grade five, right? Actually, the program. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so
and we hope that it will inspire students to also make a difference at home as well.
It will. Believe me, it will. And I hope people at lifeofacan.com, discoveryeducation.com, you want to check that out. And also, just I'm telling you, everybody, talk about corporate responsibility. Go to novellis.com, N-O-V-E-L-I-S, which, by the way, Ashley, is a company I hadn't heard of, okay, until I started researching this show. So I'm very impressed. I got to tell you, it's one of these companies that's back there. You just drink the Budweiser, you know, but you guys are making the can. Can't drink it without the can, right?
That's correct. You may not know our name, but you know our products. So we serve not only the beverage can industry from the world's leading beverage makers, Coca-Cola, AB InBev, so many others, but we also serve the world's auto leaders. So from the Ford F-150, we all know that's ours, as well as Jaguar, BMW. We're also in electronics and buildings. So like I said, you may not know our name, but we play an important role in so many iconic customers that we're really proud to serve.
You do a good job, and you're serving the community as well with this corporate social responsibility. How did you find Discovery? How'd the marriage take place? Was it on eHarmony, where the E stands for education? How'd you find them?
Absolutely. Well, it was really fortuitous because I had heard about Discovery Ed and their programs years ago. But in the past couple of years, our leadership, particularly our CEO, knew it was important that we needed to share recycling education more broadly. And our employees are really passionate about it. So we had these kits that we were sharing one by one, but we really wanted that broad reach because the message of aluminum recycling and the fact that $1.5 billion worth of aluminum goes into landfills every year in North America alone is just too important to keep to ourselves. So we talked with Discovery Ed, and really, you know, their incredible resources, their expertise on education was really what we wanted to bring recycling alive for students and teachers.
You went to the right people, and with going to Discovery, and I remind everybody, we live in a little tiny blue dot in the cosmos. It's only so big. We got to recycle. And Earth Day's coming up on the 22nd, and we're kind of pushing the show around that. But recycling goes long beyond Earth Day. I just want to make that point. And I know you guys agree with me. So describe, and I don't know which one to ask, so I'll just throw it out there, and either one of you can answer, okay? What is the Life of a Can program? That's the question. Who wants to answer? Nobody. Let's try again.
I'll jump in there.
Go ahead,
Life
Ash.
Of a Can. Life of a Can, a never-ending story, is really meant to inspire the next generation of recyclers. We think by sharing how a can is made, how aluminum is made, and how it can be infinitely recycled will be inspiring to students and educators, and they'll look at a can differently. It's something that it's a product we run across, you know, many times during our day. And it's such a simple action that people can take to make a difference. And recycling one can saves 95% of the energy used to create a can from raw materials. So doing this alone reduces greenhouse gases and also teaches students that they can be champions for the environment and help save natural resources.
Without question. Mike, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I think that's that's pretty comprehensive of what we're trying to do. And again, we're looking at the, how does this fit into a teacher's day? It's kind of our thinking of it. Where do we want to make sure this fits in? So making sure when we produce lessons that we tie in the standards so they know exactly where this fits into to their curriculum that they're already doing, so that we're not, we want to make sure that it fits in so it gets used, rather than just being like, oh, this is something extra that we think is nice,
right,
but maybe doesn't fit in my day.
Good. That was a great point, by the way. Thank you, Mike. And by the way, Ashley, I have to ask you, you said something, and I didn't know this. It's true that you mentioned this, that a aluminum can be, quote, infinitely recycled? Like it can go through recycling 3,000 times or something?
That is correct. That's what makes aluminum so special. It can be recycled forever without losing its properties. So that's why it's such a special metal. And in fact, 75% of aluminum ever produced is still in circulation. So more and more products adopting aluminum in their products, if you think cars, beverage cans, electronics, buildings, that's why its widespread use makes it so important that we recycle it, because again, we can use it forever once we have it pulled out of the earth. We can use it forever as long as we do the right thing and recycle.
Right. And so is it fair to say that 75, I don't know how to ask this, so I'll use your number. Is it fair to say that 75% of aluminum used is recycled? Okay, and the people are doing that. Companies are doing that. Is that the right number?
No, our numbers are a bit lower. It depends by country. For Brazil, where we have operations, for example, they recycle 98 to 99% of aluminum. In the U.S., it's a little above 60%. But like I said before, there's $1.5 billion going into landfills every year. That's aluminum value that can be recycled. So we as taxpayers are paying our government to throw away this money, this value. So we want to get the word out that, you know, recycling matters, and it can have substantial value to our communities, to our planets, to jobs. So certainly want to make that connection for educators and students and their families.
This is amazing. What you said, 40% in the U.S. is not, and we got to stop that. That's ridiculous. It's literally throwing away money and hurting the planet. So we got to make sure this does. I'm so glad you came up with this, lifeofacan.com. Mike, let me swing back over to you, okay? You mentioned this, which was great, that we're always talking about STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, okay? And talk about how Life of a Can fits into that so that elementary and middle school teachers can understand this is not something separate.
Absolutely. I think that one thing that it does, as I mentioned before, is we want to make sure we partner with somebody that's authentic, so they're doing the authentic work. So there are men and women out there all around the world who are taking part in the life cycle of a can, whether they're mining bauxite in a mine, to they're you know, forming the ingots of aluminum, to it's going to a plant to be turned into the final material that ultimately makes it to, and many times our experience, and especially kids' experience with aluminum, is the can they get from their local market or grocery store.
Of course.
So yeah, for us, what we really want to make sure we do is, you know, identify for teachers that this that process alone takes a tremendous amount of STEM in it, from an engineering, from a logistics, the math that it takes, the science behind just getting the ore turned into something usable is something that we want to make sure we talk to them about through our lessons in digital interactives and videos. But also we want to make sure that we highlight the four C's. Like, throughout this process, there has to be collaboration and there has to be critical thinking. All these different things we talk about, that's how we wanted to frame the recycling, because everybody hears recycling, 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 and they probably have since they were even younger than what we're looking at now to recycle things, but they may not know the meaning of behind it. Like you're just pointing out the staggering statistics around the amount that we throw away. We want kids to understand, where did this can that I got from my soda in from the grocery store, where did it come from? mm-hmm. and then empower them to, you know, hey, I can actually make a difference. This is why they asked me to recycle. So that's, I think that encompasses the STEM aspect of it, authentic work, and just making sure they understand all the work, the many jobs that are layered into getting something from the earth to a can
yeah.
and then recycled again.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's astounding. And by the way, speaking of STEM, like I always kid and I always say, if I were caveman, I, Larry Jacobs, we would have never gotten to the Bronze Age. We'd still be in the duct tape stage, okay, of mankind, okay? And you mentioned, okay, that bauxite. Is bauxite the basis of aluminum? I don't even know that. I thought up until today aluminum cans grew on trees. Am I correct, Ashley? Is bauxite the thing?
You are correct.
Aluminum trees? Are there aluminum trees out there? Right.
No. So bauxite is like a red dirt, and it is it's very common in the Earth's crust. In fact, the most common metal is aluminum, and that's why, you know, it
wow.
takes a lot of energy to pull it out. But once it's pulled out, it can be in circulation forever because of its infinite recyclability. So it really is a process that Novellus has perfected, and we can make a can to a can again in less than 60 days. So that means, you know, student drinking their favorite beverage, throwing it in the recycling bin, it makes its way back to a Novellus recycling facility, and it's back on the shelf with the favorite beverage in less than 60 days. It's really an incredible process. A lot of people are unsure if things are actually recycled. There's a lot of myths and distrust around that, but I can tell you, Novellus recycles 60 billion cans every year, and we'd love to get our hands on more cans and more aluminum. So it is happening, and it's a big part of our business.
I think it's all amazing. And by the way, we talk about STEM. Science, technology, engineering, math. I want social studies to be part of this too, if I may speak to teachers. It's corporate, it's social responsibility to do this, okay? And all of these things, the economics of it, et cetera, figure into social studies and math and all that. So please, everybody, listen to this carefully. What do the lessons look like? If a teacher goes to lifeofacan.com, okay, and again, this goes up to fifth grade, all right? Talk to me about, and I don't know which one of you wants to answer, what does a lesson actually look like, Mike or Ashley?
Sure, I can talk to you a little bit about that.
Go for it, Mike.
One of the things to do, there's a lot of different types of resources that are here. There are interactive classroom activities that we've developed. There's at-home resources as well. And then we just launched a new digital interactive for students and teachers to go through. But the main idea is, if you look at it from, we think about how we want kids to interact with this and get excited about it, is we use the 5E model, right, of getting them engaged and having them actually research it. And then from there, they act on that as they start to, you know, move into elaboration. Like, so we actually have them act on what are things we can actually do. So I mentioned again, we wanted this to fit into what teachers are already doing. And you made a great point, whether I'm focusing in on social studies or my science
right.
or math, it incorporates all of those. So one of the things we do is we ask, you know, we have them investigate their own trash. Like, what are things that you can do at home, that things that maybe, you know, how much are you sending out in a course of a week or a course of a few weeks that is aluminum-based? How many cans are you actually mm-hmm. sending out? And we start looking at how much energy does that translate into? How much landfill space are you saving? How much, you know, these are some of the components we want them to start thinking about, and not just giving them, here are all the steps that incorporate, you know, things that you can do in your classroom, but having them come up with that. So that's the idea of that creativity. What are other ways you can encourage other students to recycle, as well as what are ways that, you know, you can build a case of, if you happen to live in an area that doesn't have a good recycling program, or even your school doesn't, here are some things resources we can provide you to help build that, make your case. You know, here's the amount of energy we would actually be saving. Here's the amount of landfill space we would actually be saving. And they can do that from the trash that they're kind of looking at and doing a survey of.
Yeah.
But that's, we want them to be able to explore and research it themselves to come up with their own explanations of this is why we recycle.
This is why we must recycle. It's fascinating to me that you guys, I feel this way, and I think you feel the same way. We always talk about student empowerment, all right? And kind of what you just said, Mike, and I don't know if Ashley wants to answer this or not, but a program like this, and I can see it, and by the way, you have tabs for family resources as well as education resources over at lifeofacan.com. But I see it as empowering students, all right, to literally take the bull by, not literally, figuratively take the bull by the horns on this sort of thing. And talk about student empowerment, student engagement. And by the way, Ash, these are the buzzwords of education these days, student voice, student empowerment, student engagement. All right. Ash, do you want to comment on that or would you rather Mike do it?
No, I can comment.
Go for
it. We are excited. We think that students, they want to do the right thing, and we hope these concepts that they're learning of natural resources and recycling and conservation, this is a way for them to take an action by recycling and learning about where aluminum comes from, how they might start
from
their
trees.
Own recycling program.
We've already established aluminum comes from trees. Right.
Right.
That was a joke, yeah.
But no, I think that by arming them with the facts, and we worked in fun facts about aluminum to kind of make it fun as well as educational, but also provide, as Mike said, real toolkits and next steps on, hey, you know, do you have a green team at your school? How can you start a recycling program? You know, some schools and organizations, nonprofits, use aluminum can collection as a way to fund things at their school. So could you set a goal for collecting X amount of cans from the community and, you know, maybe fund a field trip or something in your science lab? So we think that it's a tangible way that kids can make a difference, and they really want to, and they're learning these concepts. So we're hoping this will be inspiring. And then, you know, the goal is once we have, you know, them hooked, they'll go home and tell their friends and family. So when they see their friends and family members, you know, maybe making the wrong decision and not recycling, they'll say, hey, did you know, that can be recycled forever and we're throwing away $1.5 billion. This is real money that we could use to either pay it forward in our community or simply, you know, a simple action to help the environment.
How does it manifest into money? And I'm only asking that because I want to get kids excited about this and schools excited about this. If you collect aluminum cans, all right, which is every can I could think of. So you collect aluminum cans, okay? How does that translate? You just said about, you know, getting more funding for the school, etc. Where do you go for that? I know some of them say deposit 5 cents, but a lot of them don't. But I know that the aluminum itself is worthwhile. Yeah. Where do you go for that? How do you do that?
Aluminum.
The generic you.
Right. So aluminum is the most valuable item in your recycling bin. And so a lot of people collect it, and they'll do a big bag of aluminum cans and take it to local recycling centers where they will actually get paid for the value of their cans. So on working in our toolkit on how to start a recycling program, we go through the steps of who to reach out to, who to contact to see if you're able to take your cans in to a local recycling center and get paid. But millions of Americans do this every day. And in fact, Novellus is working with the Atlanta Falcons here across the community, and 3 million cans in Georgia equals $80,000. And next month, we will build a Habitat home solely out of the value of cans. So it is very tangible. It takes a bulk, but, you know, a school being a drop-off center for a community, it can add up quickly.
It's amazing. And by the way, I would be remiss if I didn't say I live in Maine. I'm a Patriots fan, and I feel terrible, obviously, about the Super Bowl, Ashley. Terrible. I'm glad the Falcons have recovered from this.
We are still healing, but
I'm sure it was painful. I know it was painful. I was the happiest person in America, but I know it was painful for you. So I'm so glad that the Falcons have rebounded. Okay, and are back, and they were great. By the way, Matty Ryan went to BU, or BC, excuse me. So we will forgive you. And he grew up right where I grew up, and he grew up in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. He is a great guy.
He's a great, great guy. I'm proud to have him.
Let's face it, he went to BU, so he has to be good there at BC. And then he grew up right near where I grew up. So my essence would rub off on him, and it makes sense that he would be perfect.
What it shows, Larry, is through partnerships and collaboration, which Discovery Ed really cares about. So Novellus, you know, no one may realize all the products we're in and the customers we're proud to serve. But through partnerships with Discovery Ed, entities like the Falcons, we want to make recycling cool and get the facts out there so that we know that when people are educated, they make great decisions, and we know that this will be inspiring to children. Just tying it back to sports, one of my favorite tools that we have on the as part of Life of a Can is actually former Stanley Cup champion Andrew Ference and his daughter talking about the value of recycling in a fun video that teachers will love, students will love, because it really illustrates everything we've been talking about in a short video, and it's a great resource. So I encourage everyone to watch the video on lifeofacan.com.
And I hope they do. And I got to ask, Ash, you must know this. You're the corporate social responsibility manager for the big aluminum company, Novellus. Okay, where is recycling? You know, I've been recycling very carefully, I might add, for years. Okay, I recycle everything I can. All right, and I sometimes think of myself as the exception rather than the rule when I talk to other people. Okay, and that I have to admit that kind of annoys me. Everybody should be into this, okay? And just a little effort to go down to our town recycling center and put the stuff in there a couple of times a week. All right, I'm curious, just nationally, where do most people understand and perform recycling, or are it's still like 50-50 recyclers, or just throw it in the trash bag and take it to the landfill? Do you have that statistic, or know anything more about that?
So I think people want to do the right thing, but you have to make it easy for them to recycle. So you have to have the right infrastructure in terms of a trash bin by a recycling bin. We're actually partnering with a nonprofit called Recycle Across America, which is working on standardized labels for bins. And what their premise is, you know, what if all of our traffic signs and times were different? But what if they were never standardized? So that's what we're doing in the next phase of recycling, is trying to recycle right and then get standardized labels across the U.S. Disney and Bank of America and other entities. The city of Atlanta is also about to roll this out, as well as other cities nationwide. So first we've got to get the messaging right. And we also have an issue with some contamination in the stream. So once we get the labeling right, that will help clear up the contamination, because there are other items in your recycling bin that aren't as valuable as aluminum. And so we want to get that equation right so aluminum doesn't go out with these other things that aren't as valuable. So that's what we're focused on, to increase the recycling rate.
That is excellent. I want to point everybody again, lifeofacan.com for this particular program for elementary and middle school educators. Okay, and also, and please go over here, check this out, all everybody, the educators listening, Novellus.com, okay, which really has some great things about corporate sustainability. I was very impressed with that. I got to tell you something. Mike, Earth Day is coming up this Saturday, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, Earth Day is coming up. Now, I labeled this show Recycling Education for Earth Day and Beyond. Okay, how long will Life of a Can be up there? Okay, because this is, I mean, it's great to have it right around Earth Day. That's, you know, because there's heightened interest. But it's got to be every day. Let me put it another way. Every day's got to be Earth Day. Is this going to be up there forever, or is there a time limit for this?
No time limit. No, it's up there. And that's the idea, too. Like, certainly we know that educators are looking for things around this particular time of the year because
sure.
of Earth Day. But that was kind of the big idea of when we're developing these new lessons, any modules that it fits into their curriculum at different points during the year. So that it might fit in if they happen to be at the point right now where they're talking about it or they're gearing up for Earth Day. But it could be something that in the next school year, maybe this is a great topic that they want to hit on in October. So
yeah.
we want it available all the time. Because like you said, every day really should be Earth Day. You should be thinking about these concepts.
Without question, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you both. This was absolutely excellent, and it's just so nice to meet you, Ash, because I got to tell you, this is it's important to me. I like recycling, and I like people taking environmental action, and Novellus is doing that. So it's Novellus.com. Thank you, Ms. Gravely.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure, and thank you for your passion and dedication to recycling as well.
Well, I'm concerned because I live here, and, like, I don't dirty my own house. I don't dirty my own planet. It's just a little dot, and I hope everybody can get that across. Mike, you guys did good with this. I got to tell you, Discovery Ed really did a nice job on this program. I'm so glad you two teamed up.
Thank you so much, Larry. We really appreciate it.
Well, it is sincere. It's great. Just go over lifeofacan.com, educator resources, family resources, employee resources. Check it all out. It's great stuff. All right. Mike, Ash, thanks a million. You guys have a great day. And I hope we meet again in the Super Bowl next year, Ash.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. And thanks again, Larry.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Both of you. Mike, have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you both. Bye-bye. Okay, this is really good stuff, I got to tell you. And I've said it all. Okay, just go over. Recycling, so important. Earth Day's the 22nd. As much as that matters, okay, let's take it beyond that. And you can use this anytime, anywhere, any part of the semester, no matter what you need. It's terrific curriculum written by a great company, Discovery Education. Thanks to support from Novellus and their needs for the environment and what they need for recycling. It's a win-win, I got to tell you. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We will tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio yet again. Thank you, everybody. Dara, everybody over at Discovery. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Can't thank you enough for listening.
Insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.